up your power, Lord Christ, and come. By your merciful protection, alert us to the threatening dangers of our sins and redeem us for your life of justice. For you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called: the Lord is our righteousness. Word of God, word of life. Let us pray Psalm 25 responsibly. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. Let none who look to you be put to shame. Rather, let those be put to shame who are treacherous. Me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you have I trusted all. Remember not, excuse me, the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your steadfast love, and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. You lead the lowly in justice and teach the lowly your way. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from 1 Thessalonians. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day we pray most earnestly that we may see you face to face and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Come, may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus direct our way to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus with all his saints. Word of God, word of life.
The Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, there will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and the waves. People will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and great glory. Now when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard, so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly like a trap. For it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place, and to stand before the Son of Man. The Gospel of
really like Advent. It's one liturgical season that is celebrated by people all over the world, by churchgoers and by non-attenders alike. Of course, some people simply call it the holiday season. And it's observed with shopping and parties and little or no thought to the coming of Christ. But I still like Advent.
as we step into the scriptures of this season, we get a chance to catch our breath and open our eyes in hope. What a joy to light our first Advent candle and light the first candle of baptism for Luna as we proclaim our faith in Jesus Christ, the light of the world. So while Christmas is already in the air, we can still observe Advent. This is a time of waiting, but even more, a time of watching. Jesus said, "Stand up and raise your head. Be on guard. Be alert at all times." Jesus was giving this advice to his disciples during the last week of his life. He didn't want them to get distracted or to fall asleep or to get worried or to lose hope. Those are words for us too. On this first Sunday of Advent, Jesus says to us, focus, focus. When you're waiting for something in particular, your brain has a way of tuning everything else out. When you're waiting for your teenager to get home from that first, "Can I take the car tonight?" you don't even notice the sound of your neighbor's TV or the odd sounds that your refrigerator just started making. You are tuned to one frequency, and the only thing you listen for is the sound of the garage door opening. You're waiting and listening for one thing, and you don't pay attention to anything else. Your brain has a way of focusing and paying attention to that one sound, that one thing that you are hoping. Dad had a deck of cards that I hated. He wanted to use these cards often because they drove me crazy. Ordinary size, ordinary shape, black and red, the regular 52 numbers, but the diamonds and the hearts were black, and the spades and the clubs were red. I did not like to play with those cards because you had to think too hard. We always made mistakes because the three of hearts looked like the three of clubs, and the queen of diamonds looked like the queen of clubs. You couldn't keep the cards straight. You couldn't see what you were really looking at. Something in our brain prevents us from seeing a red spade because we know that spades are supposed to be black. Our expectations prevent us from seeing what's really there, right in front of us. This Advent season is a time for us to fluff up, to sharpen, to bring into focus our expectations of watching for Jesus Christ. Is that Jesus, the kid who skateboards on our roof? Is that Jesus, the co-worker who's walking down the hall? Is that Jesus, the person who has a negative comment or objection to everything you say? Is that Jesus? Can anything good come from Nazareth? Isn't that the carpenter, the son of Mary? It's always been difficult to see red spades or black diamonds. Jesus said, "Look at the fig tree and all the trees." Jesus says, focus, pay attention. Pay attention to the world around you if you want to see what God is up to. There are things happening in the most ordinary places, and the clues to the kingdom are in plain sight, but we often miss them. Is this what Jesus was getting at when he told the disciples to look at the fig trees? They were paying attention to more dramatic things, like the roaring of the seas and the waves and the disasters in the world. But by turning their attention to the more simple things, like the budding of a branch in the spring, Jesus was letting them know and letting us know, it's not that hard. Look, it's in the ordinary. Look, God is here, now. If you live your life looking for the activity of God here and now, you'll see it. If you're looking for God, you will find God. Even in the busyness of this holiday season, even in the season of Advent, the season when we talk about watching and waiting for the coming of the Messiah, look at where the Messiah is right now in our lives. Stay alert, Jesus says. Be on guard for the activity of God in your life in this Advent season. Don't wait till Christmas and say, now God is here. Look at your life right now and say, ah, God is here. Where is God in all this? God is right here, right now.